It is often said that your shows offer a musical celebration, and I thought that was such a beautiful statement. You take people on journeys.
Well, I try to. I've been asked, you know, because I started in the 60s, a lot of times I'm pegged as a, you know, one of those 60s folk protest singers, and I've never gotten into that on stage because I do think my job is basically to give people a little vacation from everything that's wrong with the world. And perhaps you're right, take them on a journey, but hopefully a pleasant one.
An article for Rolling Stone magazine once stated that Rush started the singer-songwriter movement with his 1968 album, The Circle Game. I've
been accused of that. I never proved anything. I was never indicted. Perhaps that album did, you know, give that whole singer-songwriter thing a nudge in the right direction. I can't really take credit for it because all I was doing was looking for good songs because I was way overdue for delivering this album for Elektra, like 2 years overdue. I didn't have enough songs yet, and here come Joni Mitchell and James Taylor and Jackson Browne with these wonderful, wonderful songs that are, kind of have a folk sensibility to them, but they're not really folk songs, and I love the songs, and that's basically what I was after. I was after songs I could perform, you know, credibly, and finish up this album. And I think the fact that all three of them were presented for the first time on one disc made people sit up and say, hey, there's something going on here.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder.
What do you see as the difference between a folk song and a song that would be from the singer-songwriter genre?
The word folk really doesn't mean anything anymore. Being from an academic background, to me, folk music is traditional music. The songs like Barbara Allen or Yankee Doodle, that nobody wrote them. They're sort of there, and there are 1,000 different variants on each one of them. And even Woody Guthrie's songs technically are not folk because he wrote them. They were not traditional. And once you remove that traditional requirement, the word pretty quickly doesn't mean anything. What is it? Is it people playing acoustic guitars? The meaning kind of evaporates. So I do a couple of traditional songs still, but I don't really consider myself in the strict interpretation a folk singer.
So really, it's all been singer-songwriter.
Well, it's kind of was, but with the traditional songs, each generation would, you know, modify the song to, you know, to suit them. This is called the folk process. You know, you could remember most of the song your grandmother sang to you when you were a kid, but there's a couple of verses you couldn't quite remember, so you'd make up your own to fill the blank.
Though a consummate songwriter himself, Rush also has the ability of performing others' songs as if they were his own.
When the sun turns traitor cold, and shivering trees are standing in a naked room.
Can you share with us the way you go about choosing a song?
You know, I think the songs choose me more than the other way around. It's not a deliberate process. I hear a song occasionally. It doesn't happen often enough. But I hear a song occasionally that just gives me goosebumps or absolutely captures my attention. And then I try to figure out what to do with it or how to do it, you know, without just slavishly copying the original. And I go, the process there is I learn the song as quickly as I can. I write down the words and learn the chords as quickly as I can. And then I do not listen to the original anymore. I want the song to drift off from its moorings.
Let's fast forward here, because you're doing some really wonderful things now and some real fun stuff like the Fish Story song that I want to talk to you about, as well as your first studio CD in 35 years, your latest work, What I Know.
What I Know, I'm actually very, very pleased with it. I personally think it's my best work. And again, I'm not going to take credit. I went down to Nashville and I worked with an old friend named Jim Rooney. He used to run the Club 47 in Cambridge, this coffee house where I got my start, and Joan Baez, and a lot of us got our starts. But he went off to Nashville and became a big-time producer. He works with Garth Brooks and people like that, and he's got a bunch of players down there that are just astoundingly wonderful. And I went down there for a week, and we cut all the basic tracks. I went home, came back for another week, and we added a few overdubs. Emmylou Harris and Nancy Griffith and Bonnie Bramlett, to name a few, and mixed it, and it was done. It was very quick, painless, a lot of fun, and and I'm really, really happy with it.
And Tom Rush is not above high whimsy.
Well, I went to the river and I caught me a fish, brought him back home and I put him in a dish.
You know, you've written and performed so many poignant songs. What gave you an idea to do the Fish Story song?
You know, I wish I could claim that I had an idea. It just popped out of nowhere. I don't remember writing it. It sort of arrived all in one piece. It's actually, you know, based on a traditional theme. This guy catches a fish, and the fish starts talking to him. It's a magic fish, and this is a very ancient theme where a captive barters his life for some form of entertainment. I didn't think of it that way when it arrived or when I was writing it, but I now realize that, in fact, this probably comes, you know, back to my Harvard, classics teachers. So I was pondering what to do with it, and this fella came along and said, let's make a video. And sure enough, he did. And there's a video of the Fish Story song at tomrush.com. You can find it.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, it was. It was very different. And a lot of fun. I recruited some neighborhood kids to be in the shoot, and they're singing along with me and frolicking in the meadows, and there was a lot of frolicking going on.
Frolicking's a good thing.
Yeah.
Again, thank you so very much for your kindness.
You're very, very welcome. I'm very much looking forward to coming back to Denver and playing the L2. It's a wonderful room, and wonderful people show up there.
Put away the salt, put away the pepper. A fish dinner's good, but a fish friend's better.
For KUNC, I'm Wendy Wham.